Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are empty, having no characteristics to
your
Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, feeling, no recognition, no position, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on the body by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain their nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three planets have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become truly complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassable, the mantra which calms all suffering, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom is the Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Noble Avalokiteshvara has been spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught. The Gatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvati Putra and Noble Avalokiteshvara was the Mahasattva. The entire gathering is called the Lord of the Gods, humans, and sorcerers, and the Gatas rejoice and praise the
Blessed One. Om Densa Vekha Chisha Vekho Yuki Kore Kusu Vigyapo Viva Sharu Pako Roza Pule Nuru Palanche Jam Jani Yen Duda Nupa Gaya Da Gaya Jen Yodenda Lamcho Kro Jani Yen Da Jani Yen Jina Rinpoche, Rihu, Hasan Jishu, Zerjoya, Ba, Mamba, Pai, Loto, Koro, Rinpoche, Norbu, Rinpoche, Sumo, Rinpoche, Lunpo, Rinpoche, Namho, Rinpoche, Kajo, Rinpoche, Namho, Rinpoche, Techen, Poya, Bumpa, Yegma, Trenkma, Ma, Luma, Sajigi Du Omani Dan Jen Sawada Yupa Tepe Kalem Lama Dapana Tepa Duyan Kalem Lama Dapesha Nane Tetma Chapur Shinchu Samu Tuwe Yandu Jinka Buaji Tuje Drove Dundu Jesus Jene Kaga Soldro
当地的嘛，就是的。大大碰碰啊，当是大是大是，起码是大碰碰啊，当。一天你送一个，当的，我家住就是这个。一天几，你送一个，我住。我没有，干的嘞。干的路上俺家没得。
我家住就是这个，也得去，你送一个，我住嘛。怎么差？对不对？嗯。啊，住。嗯，我家住就是这。我家住就是这个，那啥，那啥呢？我家住就是这个，我。可是我那边的话，俺就是没见着的。他建议嘛，去送了呢，他的。
他不休假了，就那一天。对，这个是那过年了，他都俺在高中我也从事做，那的差不多。这些这些送到，这些这些谁是个？他不休的，给一点嘛，这些这些少是嘛，那两个有的他不休假。
我
这一点，呀呀呀，他这个那上个天的，就你送也，俺主办的跟过嘛的，大鹏鹏俺的，主办的跟我的，大鹏鹏俺的，俺运气主办。
几多，走路些，等你们都喊到，你把你把你，你别记得你把人。他那时候大鹏鹏啊，当时当年记录下来吧。嗯，大鹏鹏啊，当然运气主办，但那运气主席的，但我们当的，我们听你说，一个这个那，那运气嘛主办的。
那软件就嘛就把这软件就准备了，那那简单多些，那是。那碰碰啊的软件就准备，几多走路去，等你们都喊到是。软件就准备几多走路去，等你们都喊那是。喊到是，你把你把你，你别记得你把人是。我电话准备几趟，那个就是电话没得，电话准备几多，他妈广州他妈都写起来哇，那个电笔记都嘛准备打的也行是。嗯。 冲锋啊，当软件去准备，嗯，几多走路去锻炼，蛮多，那都你把呢，蛮多好多，你把你把呢，电笔记的，你把颜色，但电把那个就是电把没得记，电把准备记得，他妈妈准备写就我得记得肯定是的，对吧？记得走路去锻炼蛮多是，嗯，嗯，电把记得走路，嗯，对了，我是当听的就能，记得走路。 你把面子，对，到碰碰啊，当软件去准备，记得走路些，店里面都拿着，你把你把面子，你别记得你把面子，但那个把，你别都得你把，我到店里去订个把就得了。我的碰碰啊，当是，打是碰碰啊，当软件，做那个那把去碰碰啊的，俺就这是个说。
碰碰啊，当啥子？到碰碰啊，当软件机，碰碰啊，当软件机，记得主板机这个门都是软件机，软件机主板机都主板机，店里面都放在了你把那子。那软件机主板机，电话主板机的主板机，店里面都放在你把的。那个是电话没得，电电没，电话主板机他妈广东他妈就别一些不，是这个。那电话主板机的。
主力是你把，嗯，两把主力记住，嗯，两把主力记，嗯，两把，我，那，等等啊，等等啊，店里面都好多，你把人把那，电笔记住人把颜色，两把主力记住蛮多，像你把那把呢，电笔记住人把颜色，但两把主力记住，记住他妈广州他妈就记住人把颜色噻。
So we're still on the chapter of dealing with how can we really find the mode of actual mode of existence of self and phenomena. And so your first let's talk about how the self or the I or the me that exists. And what is the mode of existence of the self or I? So normally to our ordinary perception, and when we speak about self or I, it really appears to us as if it exists by its own side. There's a concrete existence of self or I, which is also independent self. This is how our ordinary way of perceiving self or I, and this is how the self actually appears to our ordinary perception. And as it appears to our ordinary perceptions, we grasp onto it, which then leads to generation of all kind of afflictions, negative thoughts and emotions. Because if you analyze very carefully, you will really find that all of those negative thoughts and emotions, such as attachment and aversion, arises out of this grasping itself. We are not aware of that most of the time, because we don't really look at how these negative thoughts and emotions actually arise. What is, you know, we never trace that source of this, you know, emergence of these negative thoughts and emotions, particularly of, you know, attachment and aversion. So if you look at very carefully, we will find whatever the attachment that we have towards object or person and so on and so forth, this really arises out of self. There is a self of I or my that really induces this grasping, you know, the attachment or the aversion. And so this is most of the time we remain unaware of that. And then here, the most important question here is now, so if this negative thoughts and emotion really arises from the self, is the self that really exists as it appears to ourself? That is the main question now, as it appears to our ordinary perception. So now here the answer to this question is, this kind of self does not exist, because self that appears to our ordinary perception does not exist at all. So therefore, our very perception is known as ignorance. It is a distorted way of knowing self or phenomena. And since the very, you know, the source of this attachment and aversion is a distorted, suddenly both aversion and aversion and attachments are distorted, because if you have attachment towards something else, some kind of object or the person, or the attachment or the aversion. And the way we perceive this particular object, towards whom that we have generated attachment or aversion, and we look at that particular object as if it exists by its own side. That is what we call the distorted thoughts, which always leads us to, unending sort of generation of negative thoughts and emotions that, you know, then, propel the cycle of all those, you know, sufferings and taking us within the cyclic existence.
rāngyē pā mō tēngi dēmbā tū sēnzā pā dēngdā jī mōbī shirū jī gārī, ōmā tēngi kōlī kē wāndī. Nā chī tāngi dēmbā mā tū pā yī, rāngyē nā mā tū pā yī sā tēkhē dī gārī. Nā tēkhē wāndī tē tū pā tā tā lā kārī kārī sā, nā kō chē jīngi sā kīngā nā gāntī, nā kō chī, nā kō chī tāmbā wū chī tēng wā rā, nā kō nā kō pī kī, nā kō nā chī rā chī, chī tū kō rōng, nā kō chī tū wā nā kī chī tēng wā sā rā wā. Nago chi jian yin, ku dianwa nakin dianba ma ri yi, ku cho tang lu, tanda lu ni kurung chu dian tuwa ri ma zi, kurung rang ngun chu dianba ma ri yi, tanda teri. Nago chi jian dianba mi de dian di yin bi yi shi, dianba tupi ki tama kang su tu ma tupi yi shi, ta te kuri. Ta tanda ka ta dianba tupi ki tu ma tupi tanda du sa ro, ta tama tu ma tupi ta la, le ke ni shi. Nye gen pa dianbi, do di nye pa nye shi ri, da ta ra shi ri.
ぴちんじゃね、まいろしが。あ、けんじすんの。あ、けんじすべしなな。まだこんぞでらしゃな。おれれれ。ねげばでんび。ちてげばんてた。ちどり。ねばらてんにんせれ。てのだたんぷんぶにんせ。だせんだそそ。ちまいかがそそぎ。でれ、そそり。ぷんぶすんでがんずんでぷんぶでれ。だねさぎぷんぶでれ。ぷんぶにんじ。らげんじぷぴ。 타디리 위멘두 하니나스레 니라겐 유튜브 타디리 산니가랑 드나 하디기 나스레 다겐지 코로 라겐 유튜브 타디리 하디기 나스레 오나 따다 라겐지 타디도 두나스레 라겐지 라겐 두바 타디도 두이나스 자히리스레 다네냐와 렘바나스 다네냐와 렘바리스레 다네나와 렘바
ゲンシのダンニョアレンバゲンシねゲンシねトゥバマイテだからダンニョアレンバレシケなダンニョアレンバリシダンニョアレンバリシレシミテバダンニョアレンバリギニテバマイテゼダンニョアレンバリギニテバマイテギニギニエナリメパセロ
yīnī yīnā līmā pā zhūnyī rīnā wā sīrī, zhūng tū mēn sīrī, tā tāndā rīm. Tāndā kīsā jīmā tāndī jīrī ngā yāpa rīmā tītā, dēt sīrī. Pumbu rāngyā jī tā tē tū prūnā sīrī, tā kī rī dā nū nyā wā lēmbā lī sīrī. Yīnī tē pā mā yī tī dā nū wā lēmbā yī nā dā lēmbā tū pī, tāndā ndā kīm tē rō, lēmbā tū pī, で、ね、けばでんび。どてんげば。だ、トマトメンてでもてんげせ。さきりえじ。だねにゃわ。レンバリーし。ゲニてばまいてえせ。だねにゃわレンバな、ね、さでにひやてんでけめんどうしてしんじゃ。トマトし。うん。だじゅじゅでもどうまし。にゃわレンバれ。うん。だねにゃわレンバリーし。ゲニねし。てばまいてえせ。てかのんでのり。
まあ、まいて。いいね。いいな。いいねやな。レメパ。ゾンリ、リナワ、ゾンデメス。うん。たてちにかで。いいね。いいな。リメパセロワ。ゾンリ、リナワ、ゾンデメテン。てみ、ルグゾンリナテ、テンデマリシンザレ。ヨニーな、ジンデメス。あれ、なしょしょ、ジュスナドワ。うん。 だ、ペナンデレキドゥ、ペナラルーマンソンリーセル。ラルニロソカイキュドーセル。マネンディヒーセ、デヒーセ。テンジュヨパターセ。ラルマンソンのラルニパニーブドランデキテンジュヨパターセル。ズウズウチ、ツワ、ドヒ、ドジ、ナキテス、プンボンガ、エレニ。
せいひゅどろぞてれ。ぷんぼんがれれにしひひゅどろぷんでんでなでんでなでせんにぞんじゅ。けめんにんてんにんにひせ。ぷんぼぷんぼたんせ。でめんんぜんじゅぐばらせれ。ぐばらてたんぬじぷんぼたんどあめばじぬじんぐてぜんむどしんぜ。だたらぬぞんどるめばたんせ。
Tak cuci cuci, ada tadi lojiman cuci.
Tendan thing is a Ralu, Lan Sun Serva, the Batu Tamatama dress and Gundi. Raji, Luji, Lan Sun La Asiri. Raluni, Rad Luni, Los of Sea. Loser Raluni, Los of Rosen. Kai, Huto Rosen. Lan there is Raluni, Los of a Sea, get the land there is the Naji Tangi Gurus and the Batu Tamakonja Madres of the Naji Tamakonja Chitrovaji Tangle. Theater. Land he is a danger you batas, the loon the lawns and passes around and there's a danger of batas. Zoo, toa, dihi, dihi, naki de pumbonga, the sea hitos, then an hour hungry pumbaton, the man, the yanky, news engine, danger, goodbye, easily. And then they met yanky, the damn is on the maker, no batas.
So here now it is we spoke about, you know, how we can really find our, you know, the self or I, the mode of existence of self or I. So if we were to go through all those philosophical tenets, the different philosophical tenets, then we'll not be able to cover, but there are a lot of, you know, arguments and different proponents with regard to, you know, in accordance with the different philosophical tenets, that we find majorly four different philosophical tenets, the way of, you know, establishing, their way of establishing a self, and their way of, the different way of actually finding object of negation, and so on and so forth. So we are not going to go through that. And so we are, you know, strictly, you know, on the standpoint of Madhyamaka Prasangika theory, which is the highest, you know, philosophical tenets among all the philosophical tenets, and so according to the Madhyamaka Prasangika, not only that everything's an event, including self or I, does not exist independently, autonomously, or solitary existence and so on, but also they reject, you know, entire spectrum of phenomena, the existence of, exist by its own sight, exist by its own nature, in other words. That is completely rejected by the Madhyamaka Prasangika. So therefore, if we were to look at ourselves and analyze how this self or I really exists, and it is not possible for us to actually pinpoint self or I. For instance, if you go through the critical analysis within our own physical body and mind and so on, and where is this self or I that we normally perceive this as something really concrete and something that is independent and autonomous. If we undertake a critical analysis of finding those self, and after the critical analysis, that particular self become unfindable. For instance, if you analyze your the self or I, going through all those physical, psychophysical aggregates, such as form aggregates, feelings, compositional factors, and so on and so forth, consciousness and so on. So none of those are the self. Not even the consciousness is the self. So now, then, how can we really find the self? Where is the self? So then this self, or the I, really become unfindable. Again, this not finding self alone is not a complete, you know, understanding of selflessness. Because if you really think that not finding the self or I is something that it is as an ultimate, you know, understanding of selflessness or the emptiness, you're actually falling into a nihilism, you know, nihilisms, a nihilistic view. So, so now, if you again, if you reject existence of the self, this will completely contradict to our own experience. We experience happiness, suffering, and we engage in all kind of actions, and there's obviously there's a self. And then the complication here is, and where is this self now? That is the main question.
Hipa dasrin da 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 la pumbu da la das da chimandu das susur tiro da da pumbu diji so san ten bi chini chini so madian pa da ngase da la tena pumbu ni mu de lokaji ga gende na manda pumbu ni ga gende na da la pumbu diji so san ten bi chini ji chini so madian pa da ngase de pumbu la jiga na chi jun ya chi pumbu de ngade so chi pumbu de wa ji ji ri na ji ri ji ji jiga na chi jun ya se da la Munjuni, that can in Tadiga checking digman the demetan egg at Tadiga room. Dala, Jega na chisu, Munjuma dazin. Pumbula penny jibas. Dala, penetium. Pumbula, Jega na chirin junior, Dala, then Munjuma, then Pumbula, Jega na jinju, Dala, Munjuma, so Munjuma dazin. Then I can Pumbula. Penny Jiba, the Pumba, the other Ruji Pumba, the Ruji, not the Kuroko on the Sutter Town, the Kuroko on the Sutter Pin to Uto on the Pumba didn't decide on it, to a jar of daughter, Pinger was, and then Pumba last Penny Jis, Dala, Penny Mepas, Joa Suchi, Dala, Pumba, Penny Jiba, Dala, Penny Jiba, Bal, Penny Mondoa, then Joa Su, Jitanji, Tanya. Jitin So, Mamma Jatama the Penguin and Lila Lijiba Chimiz about the answer. Lijiba Chiz about Li Giliji Sagi and I'm taking the wood to conduct any woman Chiz about the answer. And then Lima Jiba the Chiba dance, and Lima Sag Candelo, and Piggy doing it the Tigre is what that another just did that.
So then how can we, you know, what is the self or I that actually experiencing, that experiences go through all kind of experiences experiences of, you know, happiness and sufferings. And where is the self or the I? So obviously, those, the collection of all those physical and psychophysical aggregates are not a self, nor those each and every individual of those psychophysical aggregates are the self. And now if you go through this analysis, we cannot find the self other than mere imputation, imputed by the concept and then term. Because if we accept this consciousness as a self, or if we accept that psychophysical aggregates, one of the aggregates as a self or I, then obviously when it contradicts the way we actually accept ourselves as a self. Because when we speak about the mind consciousness, there is a possessive and possessor. And the self or I is a possessed, a possessor, and the consciousness is a possessor, a sort of possessed, right? So the I, and there it's obviously it talks about the two different entities. And which really indicates the consciousness itself is not self. Because this is my consciousness, we talk about my consciousness. If, for instance, so you are the one who is belonging the consciousness, and consciousness belongs to you. So it obviously, gives you an idea of this, all the stuff and the physical, psychophysical aggregates or the consciousness are not a self. It is not the I. I and self and the consciousness are definitely different here. So therefore, we cannot accept all of this as a self or I. So here then, if we reject the self, then we are completely rejecting. We are completely rejecting the basis upon which we accumulate all the virtues and non-virtuous actions, non-virtuous karma, which will be ripened, which result will be ripened in one's future life and so on. So this is very, complicated, subject.
Lima ji patan cheban ji is tanda padata. Lima ji patan cheban ji is jen ha yi bobi is re. Boba so ji is re. Niji doma yun yi is re. Tanda niji だだたでよ、なじとまじょんい、だぽんぼだ。らげじぷぴ。たでと、ぐるひし。うん、たでと、うん、たでと。これめ、たちぜなど。にばにばね、じんびきりとにばにし。のきりとにばにし。もだ
なぶるだとぶんとがてね。りまじばだてばんじいじ。おりまじばだてばんじょいじ。じんはいんぼびいじ。ぼばてね。りまじばだんりさけんでたんでぶのじんのろかでたんだてんだけどうするりまじばだ。しかんですてるな。あ、てろてなかでな。にんじろ。ただだだらぎてすにいろ。ただ。とじてんせうちみんでなんだ。
Pejin
lima ji pata chepa ge yisire jen ha gen jula se li sa gen de ta li ma se pata li ma se pata ni dibu de nwa ni de roka ten de du sin
sa ge ndes te bana se
ha ta la se ali de ta ya ya
ne ga de ro ba
ji bon ji jen ha gen bo ba su ji ne ji de man jun ji ta de dan dan de de yin ni de ndes ne ro wa Mungkin dah pun betul, tadi kaki ni, na, macam mana jangan jumpa dua sini sini, dan terus.
Tadi ini kerba.
Lihat je, cuci dah, dah, lima je, patang, lima siapa sini, lima siapa ni, dah, dah,
dah.
Tengah, tengah, tengah kan dia. Lihat je, cuci patang, lima je, patang, cuci patang, lima je, patang, lima siapa ni, ni binti pun dah kulu. Lisa kan dia dah, dia pun nak ni lokatan tu kerja sini sini. Da 能看不到。 你比起的嘛，对不？他妈的嘛，对吧？这些话，他妈的嘛，对不？你也得不回来是？他妈的，除了咱俩，全用回来这些事儿。嗯，哎呀，不过说起，那些他妈全，大篷布当，让人去准备他的里面，他去人那头，你把人家把那，你比，到底你把人做，你把住他妈的要嘛的事情，都这，你比。 让人去准备他的，他去人那都办一办呢。你比，到底是你比，你怎么准备？怎么办？怎么办？也行之类。嗯。等等，让家你比，你提的呢？等等，让家你比，你提的呢？ 嗯，这个音频，嗯，我这个音频，嗯，音频，好，记得，一，二，三，四，五，六，七，八。
嗯，是，今天就是那里。那天嘛，接我了的。嗯，就啊。那天接我了。那就接什么？嗯。嗯。那天下午呢，什么时候干的？你得。啊，零点了吧？嗯。刚才当天的早些那个人，嗯，连接我的去，再去什么车？嗯。马接我的车不车？哦，真就是。那咱瀑布，你把搞的，准备，搞的，搞的。
啊，都满足不？有呢。哦，但大部分人这边经营的生意是。对，那第一档肯定也比那，那第二档做。他可以嘛？他装的对的嘛？那大部分人都落开个人的，可以的，对吧？这个感觉，像大部分人都落开家里呢，那经营的是可干的，我得叫你。那得谢谢侬了。对，那得谢谢。嗯。一年得利。嗯。So,
if we see this the self that exists you know by its own side
ranging to na na chen du ranging to be thadi to ba ji men du sa ten yin sa le no ranging kan du sum ben kan ranging to na na chen da da phong bu ni ranging to ni yo na na chen da na yong bu ri ranging to ni na de ma tu ni na
de ma tu ni na If we were to look at the self, you know, self exists by its own side. And so is it really exist as a oneness with our psychophysical aggregates, or it exists separately from psychophysical aggregates? This is how we just analyze now. Here, its own side. Okay, we have to make sure that it's honest by its own nature, in other words. We have to look at this way and how it really exists. If self exists as a oneness with the psychophysical aggregates, then our physical aggregates, psychophysical aggregates, has a time of degenerations. It undergo degenerations, and it, you know, once and there's in fact this, you know, psychophysical aggregates will not really last forever, and it at some point there is the cessation of those self psychophysical aggregates. When it comes to the self or I, which is actually the basis of all those, you know, virtuous and non-virtuous actions that carries with it and travels from, you know, transcend from one life to another life. So so the problem here is if we accept those, you know, self is something that is, in other words, a non-dual with our own psychophysical aggregates, then when the psychophysical aggregates have ceased, then self must have ceased, because those are a non-dual and all the oneness. So then, which is not the case, because though our physical aggregates, psychophysical aggregates, undergo degenerations, or it declined, or in fact it ceased, self still continues. So what it really indicates is it indicates that self doesn't exist oneness with our psychophysical aggregates. There's a different, the mode of existence. The mode of existence of the self is not exists, oneness with our psychophysical aggregates. So Gisela is also mentioning that in this particular subject, you know, we were just touching it, and we're really going through, in fact, very surface level, very brief and surface level. So we need to really, at the monastery, when they will not jump into this Madhyamaka Prasangika standpoint right away. We'll start from the beginning. They will first go through the learning of the Vaivarshika standpoint, and then how the Vaivarshika would actually, you know, accept the actual mode of existence of self and phenomena. And then they will shift once they have complete understanding, once they have a proper understanding of Vaivarshika's standpoint of existence, self, or phenomena, will then, shift their, you know, studies to the advanced level of what we call the Suttantika's way. Actually, those are all connected. You know, it just takes you from when you have understanding of the Vaivarshika's standpoint of self, or the phenomena, there's more of existence of self or phenomena, then suddenly you will have some kind of feeling that is not complete. There's an incomplete sense of incompleteness is there within you, which means that you're actually understanding the mode of existence of self or phenomena based on the the Vaivachika standpoint, then you're kind of looking further, you know, investigation. Then this will take you to the Suttantikas, which is the, you know, another, you know, the advanced level of, you know, standpoint of the thoughts of Buddhist philosophy. And then this will then lead yourself, oneself, to the Cittamatran, which is the mind-only school. Then once you have this, have understanding of Cittamatran's standpoint, then this will take you to the Madhyamaka standpoint, Madhyamaka Svatantika standpoint. And once you have this completed Madhyamaka Svatantika standpoint, will then eventually take you to the Madhyamaka Prasangika standpoint, which one we are touching right now. So, you know, at this point when we were going through this explanations, it might seem that very complicated and something that is, and one must not, you know, discouraged by that, because it's not that easy for us to actually, you know, have to understand this, you know, Madhyamaka Prasangika standpoint, because it takes a lot of efforts and learnings.
ကျိုးရော်နော်ဟင်တန်တန်ကင်းတဲ့နေရှင်နော်ဒါနဲ့တာတာဂါကြရနေပြီတာဂါကြတဲ့တန်ငါတို့ဒုန်နေကဂါကြတာရောင်းနေတူပါတင်ပါတူစင်တာဂါကြရနေပြီရေးစင်ဟောင်းကြည့်တယ်ရလာဂါပြီရေးစင်ရလာဂါပါရေးစင်မာရှိငါနေဟောင်းကြည့်တယ်ရလာကမာရှိငါနေနည်းကြည့်တော့ဒုတိကြီးရေးပြီကြည့်ဒုတိကြီးရေးပြီကြည့်တယ်ရေးစင် တနည်းကတော့မာတုပါမြေပါနာဆိုရင်အချစ်ဒုတိယရေပြီကျဲတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကတော့မာတုပါမြေပါနာပြန်နံဒေါသလုံးပါနီလီစတာတင်လို့ဒီကုဒေါသကလုံးပါတဲ့ကနေမှာတော့ရောမာရီစံဒေါသလုံးပါနီလီဒေါသပြန်နံဒေါသလုံးပါနီလီမြေပါကြီးတော့ကုဒေါသလုံးပါနီလည်းမြေပါကြီးတော့ဆိုရင်ပါလာပေါ်နာ လုံးပါတဲ့မေတ္တာဟာခီပီစီစီတောင်းစီတောင်းဒီချမ်းမာကပါဆယ်ဆွဆွေရန်ဆွဆွရန်ကီနုံပါနီကြီးဖုန်တာပါဆုံတူတင်းနေစီပါမာနေပနာအနတီကြီးပါတီကြီးစီပါယလာကပါတဲ့စီမန်ဒူနံပါဟာကီစီကျော်ဝါဟာကီစီ ကျော်တာဆယ်မင်းတို့ဟာကြီးကျော်တာဆယ်ငန်ဒီဟေကြီးကြီးခင်ကြီးငါကြီးတတဖင်ကြီးနိမီကြီးတုံးကြီးရပါတော့လာပြီးစင်းကြီးရပါတာဘူးရှိရှိဖို့တဲ့တာမင်းတို့ဟာတော့တုံးချကြီးစုံနေမြပါဟာကြီးမြပါနတ်နုံမီတော်ရနေပါရင်ဆယ်
So the last Saturday we talked about, you know, object of negation, right? We talked about object of negation, so which is also very important, because when we speak about, you know, the selflessness or the emptiness, suddenly we are talking about of negative, right? And in which we are negating something here, you know, something lessness or emptiness and so on. What is empty of what? Selflessness of what? So here there are many different, you know, object of negations that we could find in the text. The gross level of object of negation and subtle level of object of negation, the most subtlest level of object of negation and so on. But at this particular point for us, speaking about object of negation, you know, we don't really have to go through, you know, all this subtle level object of negation. We don't have to, you know, have extra effort to think about object of negations. If you look at ourselves and see our very perception, the way you actually perceive things in event are object of negation. That is period. This is a very simple way of finding the object of negation. Let's take an example of that yourself. When you look at the, you know, Kisla has mentioned the vase, but the effective example, I would say, the cup in front of you. But Kisla, you know, actually, he said an example of vase, the flower vase. The vase in front of you, there's nothing wrong with your conception of seeing your thoughts of seeing the vase as a vase. That's not an object of negation. This doesn't need to be negated. So what we need to negate here is, then, when it comes to the mode of existence of the vase, and how you really look at, how you really perceive the mode of existence of this vase, that is the negative object of negation. This is, you know, so in which case we really don't have to, you know, look at anywhere else. Just think of our own perception, the way we perceive things in event, the way we perceive ourselves. And those are the object of negation that needs to be negated. And having said that, you are, again here, you are not really negating all the perception that we have. Those are not, we are not really talking about the each and every perception that we have as a need to be negated. For instance, if you have the eye consciousness that actually sees the object in front of you, and you are actually perceiving and you are seeing that particular object nakedly by your eye consciousness. And that kind of perception or that kind of, you know, consciousness is not to be negated. Because there's nothing wrong looking at the red color as a red. It's a fact. But again, not only that you're looking at the red color, but with this red, you know, having seen through your eye consciousness a particular red color, and then you have a thought of actual mode of existence of this red color. That is what we need to be negated. So it's always, you know, those are the very, you know, gross level of object of negation. This is how we need to negate. And then once we go through that, there are a lot of, you know, syllogisms, you know, syllogistic, you know, reasonings, and then, you know, examples and so on. Then this will then give you how you can really, you know, find or identify the subtle level of object of negation and so on. So if we have time, then that's, you know, next time we can really go through this, what Kishla is mentioning is like those four philosophical tenets, which will be very, very helpful, very, very helpful.
当地的当地的东西，东西是去个，等等的家里的，是当地那么上几步的呗。那个他都来做那个，那当地的房子，记得去几个，等等家里的，是那那叫我千万的，当地的房子房子呗，啥几年啊，连碰碰的那个，那个那个那个，那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那
data tenba yan te na ki chi pa re de ha chi chi ne jin don re na den la yan da de phung bu den da ge ma yin pa ge phung bu sa me ji phung bu ji ya len de ya san tong du ji na dan da pa dan da phung bu de le chu ge de sa ri ye sa thum ma ri pa sa dan da ga ji chen chen ja de re na thum ma ri pa sing de lo khono kan de ki re sa na so so ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ
안도 코아 그리 그 가나지 댕기리 소소 라마 라투 두바지 겐디 그리 소소 라마 라투 두바 린디여나 소소 그스 게라나 히데 로 니그라노 소소 라마 라투 두바리 나 마리와 마리데 가데 가데 저 한번 쳔들이 이나라 소소로 지 풍벌 깨 깨지라 가지 기니 고니 기니 요 마리 소소로 라 요 마리 리기 되는 로그그로와 근데 일리사 죽겠는데 소리 예선 단다 통화 말이 봐 생긴다 내 기회 이제 조지 때렸다.
So all of this, the discussion that we had about selflessness and emptiness, is to actually to challenge the ignorance. This is all about. And because without, understanding what we call emptiness or ultimate nature of reality, it is not really possible for us to gain the liberation, right? After all, as a Buddhist practitioner, our purpose of practicing Dharma is to overcome suffering. So in order to overcome suffering, we need to find the cause that leads to suffering and identify those causes. And if one is unable to identify the causes of the sufferings, regardless of how much in aspiration, the strong aspiration and desire that you have to achieve happiness, then it is impossible for us to actually achieve the happiness that you desire for. Because when we talk about desiring for achievement of happiness, suddenly we are not talking about temporary kind of happiness. We all have a common goal to achieve ultimate happiness, which is the lasting and long-lasting happiness, or everlasting happiness, in other words. So in order to achieve that level of happiness, we need to overcome this ignorance. Ignorance that gives birth to all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions, which enables us to engage in the actions that are inappropriate. In turn, we accumulate negative karma, which gives rise to then the whole cycle of rebirth within the second unenlightened existence. So all of that, according to the text, it says, if you have even a slight doubt about emptiness and selflessness, and this will, actually border the, grasping itself and grasping of self or phenomena. So the grasping of self or phenomena from the beginningless time up until now, they dominates our entire, mind. And our actions. And so very comfortably. So we have never thought of, preparing a battle with this, ignorance. So ignorance was within our heart, in our emotions, very comfortably roaming all around and controlling all around, all over. So now, when we are discussing this emptiness, and particularly finding identification of this object of negations, it's really, you know, giving a threat to this ignorance, which is the ignorance is, Kitala's mentioned that ignorance is actually hearing a very bad news. There's something is going on now, you know, I must prepare. So, which is very good for us, you know, this is what we need. So we really need to prepare to have a battle with this ignorance. And if we really engage in a proper battle with all, equipped with all those weapons that is necessary to defeat our ignorance, we'll definitely gain the victory.
So, Rangi, Not only to be loaded again, Rani Chava Hamani Taki, Padolo, and the Kua could be Toma Maripas and Tanaki, the Telo, Napu, Tan, and the Kuku, and the Maripas, Napa Zutu, you know, and then Rani Quality Tapas, a Dutch from Kubatu, Quality Tapatu, Tali, Porikin, and Quality Tapatu, Rani Chichi, Lita Yamu, Toma Maripas, and Lita Yamu, Aki. Rani Nyawa, the Tunus of Chimaku, as a tongue, quality of Tapato, singer. Out the day, quality of Tapato, Rani Quality Tapato, and Diki Mendu, and Roger is a gentle Rani, Kamaiki, my good name, Chimbudi, and there's a kind of gentle loner. There's a kind of gentle name, Jimatu, Rani, and Chimbu, and the Chanchu, the same Guni, and Tibachi Blandia, and Rogers Sanji, and Bruno Tanayan.
So here now question is, how can we really convince ourselves? How can we really convince ourselves whether or not that we can be liberated? How can we do this? And so is there any way that we can really seize all those negative thoughts and emotions that's derived from ignorance? So if we were to ask these questions, then here, you know, you need to understand that when we talk about the achieving liberation or the freedom, we're not talking about we are physically, you know, transiting from one place to another place. And when we talk about, you know, gaining the state of nirvana or gaining the state of liberation, we're not talking about our physical level. Or the physical, physically you're freed from, you know, one existence to another existence. That is not our understanding of liberations or the liberated ourselves from gaining the liberation, in other words. So the liberation must be understood in terms of you know, the emotion level or the mental level. If our mind is not influenced by the negative thoughts and emotions, reflections, if our mind is completely, if one is able to peel off all those layers and layers of negative thoughts and emotions, then you will be liberated, regardless of where you are. Even though you're living with this planet Earth, within this secular existence, but you are liberated. So long as your mind, you're unable to peel off all those layers and layers of negative thoughts and emotions, we are never liberated. We will, if, so long as those negative, we have, our mind is influenced by negative thoughts and emotions, then we will always remain within this secular existence, an unenlightened existence. So therefore, when we talk about gaining the liberations, we're completely talking about whether or not you are freed, your mind is freed or not. Your mind is freed from delusions or negative thoughts and emotions. So then how can we really, you know, convince ourselves that we can really make, you know, free our mind. We can really free our mind. So here, then again, it will take you to the understanding of ignorance. So we cannot really free our mind, or we cannot really eliminate those negative thoughts and emotions or the affections just by praying and, you know, praying and reciting mantras and circumambulating and so on and so forth. Yes, those, you know, practices of praying, chanting, you know, reciting mantras and circumambulating the, you know, monuments, you know, sacred places and so on, will become a condition for, you know, enhancing one's merits and virtue. That doesn't really actually counteract directly with our negative thoughts and emotions. So, to counteract those negative thoughts and emotions directly, we need to cultivate a wisdom, because the negative thoughts and emotions are given rise by the ignorance, which is, you know, ignorance, which is not knowing what things really are. So if you cultivate wisdom that knows things, how things really exist, then that not knowing how things really are can no longer be there. So that, this is how you look at, you know, how can we really free our mind? Those negative thoughts and emotions. If you cannot find any opponent factor, the opponent factor of those negative thoughts and emotions, then we have no hope. We'll not be able to free ourselves. And if you find the opponent factor of this negative thoughts and emotions, then there's the chances that we have a hope that we can actually counteract these negative thoughts and emotions by means of the application of this opponent factor. So this knowing, unknowing mind and the knowing minds, in other words, with regard to one particular object, cannot coexist. It cannot exist one, you know, undermining others, without undermining others. So this is how we can really think about, you know, the way of the possibility of actually overcoming those negative thoughts and emotions, in other words, ignorance. So therefore, all of this, our discussions on the emptiness and selfness is is all about how we can really, in a cultivate, that wisdom really understand ultimate nature of reality, which will really become an antidote towards ignorance.
What an area. And that Tunis, that Kishin, that Tunism. That Tunin, the Tun, and then you some person, and Rane, a qual tabby tabade, Tony Weary, qual tabassing to Kent, the Altonum. And later, and the equal to the gentleman, Pamanik, Mamanik, Chile, and me, and the gentleman, qual could you money, Chapojun, the qual, the Dutch on dinner, didn't it? I told you, we could add some. Then and what the second time you can judge him with the two Zaris, you don't count it as no. And the science and the data temple, the Chiba, the data temple, the dissolution on the Kiju Guru Mari, Kiri Menda, Jatun Yana, Susuka Kid of Tumba Kondigri. And the Wallace Sunshi Nas and you can Lumberly and Susuki Kawai and Sajaka, no, Chiba to teach you to the not to any genders, only to the what the Naji de Gugundu sound.
So then, and this. Wisdom realizing emptiness or wisdom realizing selfness is then be complemented or just conjoined with the generation of what we call the bodhicitta that we talked about. During our teachings last time, our previous teachings we talked. So then, and with these two practices, development of these two practices, will then lead oneself not only to just to liberation from samsara, but also to gain the complete state of enlightenment. This is how all those great practitioners in the past has gone through. You know, all of those beings, such as great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they were not primarily enlightened. They are not primarily bodhisattvas. All of them had gone through the same experience that we are experiencing right now. Different kind of sufferings, having taken rebirth within this sacredly existent, unenlightened existence, four three realms, lower realms, and then upper realms. All of them have gone through the same rebirth, the cycle of rebirths, and gone through the same kind of experiences, suffering, and so on. So, it is because of their efforts and their accumulation merits, and then their virtuous karma enables them to understand their own nature of mind, which then we are able to gain the understanding of mode of existence and overcome this ignorance and have a proper understanding of ultimate nature of reality, which then, combined with the practice of bodhicitta, have led them to the state of enlightenment. Similarly, if we were to follow their footsteps, and whatever the teachings that they have given, and following their teachings, and practicing, and there's a great possibility for us to gain a state of enlightenment. In fact, it says that not only that you gain state of enlightenment, but you will be able to gain the state of enlightenment within this brief lifetime. This is the potential that we have. So therefore it's important for us to again to recognize our own potential, the potential that we have. If we were to waste this potential, if we remain not using this potential, that's a great tragic. It's a great loss for us. So therefore we must understand the great potential that we have. If you think about the Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddha, the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, the Shakyamuni was not an enlightened being right from the beginning. And he was the same being as we are right now, as ordinary beings, and who went through all kind of experiences, the samsaric experiences and so on. But he then, cultivated a very strong disenchantment with regard to this, cyclic existence, and renounced all this worldly life, and went through all those stages of the practice, and then finally gained the state of enlightenment. So all of those great beings who have achieved state of enlightenment or arhathoods or who become a bodhisattvas have gone through all kind of experience experience that we are going through right now. So in looking at this, in this light, we can find within us there's a possibility that we can also, if they were as ordinary beings and gone through all those experiences and gained the state of enlightenment and bodhisattva's level and so on and so forth, and why can't we do that? As long as we follow the proper paths and the practices.
Oh, tanda yin sa diyan, daja tenpa sa tanda kong, daja tenpa kong di. Tanda yin sa di tambuk doji diyan lo, sang yi tambuk, nga zi di chiba chi chang, pa jing ki kono kuwa ko nemo di no cha zang yi di re te. Anda kong do di jen ni pa, di zang yi na ni, nambi di chi chi. ちゃんと言うしね、どねてんど、せちね、どじてんろ、さじ、さじ、てせどじてんろ。なんだ、ペンダちゃんにね、ペンダ、いびきちばちゃんがねがさじがて、てのたたんじゃるもちんだペでどじてんにして、ペマツと、パパ、びきてんちゅんじんと、ちてんてかがより。お、てんだいにさでどじ。本当にぎじより。てんだいにとてんばかりんせんがとてがで、ちゅそん。ひらかりんじもとこのやたんぼがんじちばちちゃんじ。
名目就是一个恰上级，那可能个东巴内古，东巴内个土楼，土个几个装修个先，工人都是几呢，这些装修个等多几点了，七八九万那个上级土里。那七八九万那个土里的上级的等到几年呢？可能也上级给杀了了的，没有。那俺这等到哪几年去几年装修个不要的等到某某九月，等到某某九月，假如云南，云南等俺这云南等到。 So,
So if you look at the history of the background of Buddha Shakyamuni and the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha was born as a prince, and later family life, and experiencing those princely existence, which is luxurious life that he had at that time. But it is because of his previous karma and his merits and virtue, he become uncontented by those worldly life, regardless of how luxurious, the existence that he had at that time. And so he then renounced all those luxury life, and went through a tremendous amount of hardships, meditating 6 years under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. And all of his efforts of those meditations, went through the single-pointed meditations, is to understand the nature of his own mind. So having understood the nature of his mind, and eliminates his nature of mind, and purifying all those negativities of negative thoughts and emotions, he then gained the state of enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. So this is a very a powerful example for us. We just like if we really follow the footsteps of the Buddha Shakyamuni, and there's a way that we can out of this unenlightened existence, because the causes and condition that binds within that binds us within the unenlightened existence is a new mode, which is klesha, or the negative thoughts and emotions. So this delusions or the afflictions are not primordial existence, and nor those are permanent existence. In fact, afflictions are said to be advantageous, and it can be removed. It is removable. Because why those negative thoughts and emotions remain unremoved is because we are not aware of that, right? And so therefore, in fact, we are kind of nurturing and embracing them, and opening our heart and letting them roam within our heart. So this is the problem with us now. So if we understand these afflictions are the main cause of all the sufferings, and enabling us to engage in negative actions and so on and so forth, then those negative thoughts and emotions are baseless. They have no valid supporting factor. Whereas the wisdom that understanding the ultimate nature of reality, which is a valid support, the valid support, in other words, is as a base, is a valid base. So therefore, if one generates, if one cultivates the wisdom with a very strong base, and then this baseless, the afflictions cannot, exist for a longer period of time. So this is how we can convince ourselves there's a way that we can actually remove all these negative thoughts and emotions.
So then, all of those great teachers, the great beings, who, though they themselves have gained the state of enlightenment, they come to this unenlightened existence. Forced by their compassion to propound the Dharma to their disciples who has karmic affiliation with them. So all of their purpose of all of those great beings coming into this secular existence and the teaching the Dharma is to overcome those ignorance. Regardless of what kind of practice that we do, what kind of teaching that we receive, our main target is ignorance. This is what we need to, think about, even if we are engaging in the practice. For instance, like in ancient time in India, there have been a lot of great pandits, such as Nagarjuna, Asanga, and so on and so forth. They are very emergent within the secular existence in a particular place in India is to help and all sentient beings to remove their negative thoughts and emotions, in other words, ignorance. And similarly, there are great beings emerge in Tibet in the past, and this particular in the present time, we have His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and His Holiness the Karmapa, and so on. All of them coming into this, came to this secular existence to alleviate the suffering of all other sentient beings. So their very purpose of coming into this secular existence to teach us how to actually, you know, overcome this ignorance. And similarly, if we receive the teachings, it is important to know that we are receiving these teachings to challenge this ignorance. And our main target is to ignorance. Always look at this. And this, and even if one, you know, engages in the practice right from the morning, we think about, you know, we recite the taking refuge formula of taking refuge in individuals, jewels, and so on. The very purpose of those, you know, practices, you know, chantings, recitings, and so on and so forth, are actually, you know, challenging our ignorance. So making sure, you know, everything that we do, the practice and everything, if we were to able to make all these practices are to actually have a battle with our ignorance, then our practice has become worthwhile and purposeful and meaningful. We have 10 more minutes. For how many minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. So we'll take one question if you have questions.
So if when examining our mind it becomes clear some aspects of the mind that is a consistent obstacle, is it more helpful to understand it and have compassion with that, or is it just more helpful to visually battle that, if that makes any sense?
Barche erop dige mangu shibu thong dige erop shitoos. Dige de khandi che ores, ta barche di tongtab liya, khari che ores.
Dende ro, dende pe gungbu, dende nga zi chanyo marwa, majaabhi koto sen, dpe la ji tega raan, dpe te mato, enda puto, nama dada yungu yori yes. Yine ya, dende ki pe, mungu ji mungu, susu sen, busu tobu nabu, kapu, na resu nane, te de pe, jang zaka, nama ji zaka, yine kapu zaka,
So this requires training our mind. You know, so we can't really just, you know, at one point we just, you know, meditate and try to, you know, understand the nature of our mind at one time or the several times or even a lot of time. You know, it's not possible for us to really understand the nature of our mind, you know, without encountering a lot of obstacles, because obstacle is always there. As we mentioned earlier, that our mind is completely, you know, enslaved by those negative thoughts and emotions. So long as we have this negative conception, negative thoughts and emotions within us, obstacle is bound to be there. So we need to remove that. We need to challenge that by training our mind. And so before that, we can really single-pointedly meditate for a very longer period of time, only if one achieved what we call the shamatha, or the kama body. So for us, at this particular point, the way we learn our mind and to understand our nature of our mind is to really let go of everything that really, you know, when you're actually meditating, let go of all those conceptual thoughts. Even if you hear some sound, even if you see something, or if you you have some kind of feeling within part of your body and so on and so forth, let it come and let it go. Don't make any story out of that. Let it go and just try to focus completely on your mind. And this is a very elementary way of actually learning meditating on the nature of our mind. Because most of the time when we are meditating or we are practicing, when we hear some sound, and right away we make a story out of it that distracts us, right? And then if you feel something or you see something and you follow that and you have a conception about that and you have you make a story out of that, that really become in other words, it's really strengthening the force of your, obstacles and hindrances to your meditations. So let go of everything, whatever that feels, whatever that hears. Let it come and go, let it come and go. Just let it come and go. But just remain, focusing inward. And this is, very simple way of, learning from the beginning.
So we should say the dedication prayers on page 23, 24.
Thank Mundi in the budget, I let the issue.
The date nominated.
Ah, the date nominated.